You're tuned into 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry.
And Big others Hungry. At the moment, John. There's many others at the moment.
Ed Zuccolo is in the studio performing at Tūrama Festival this weekend. What day does it officially kick off? It kicks off on Thursday night for corporates. And then things are officially in action from Friday for the public to head along.
Runs from Friday, light are we
Friday to Saturday to Sunday. It's right up till Sunday night, late on Sunday night. The footprint in Albert Park is basically the entire Albert Park with a selection of light installations and artwork illuminating Albert Park right across the weekend. If you want to come into the heart of the city and get your goddamn mind, I said goddamn a couple times tonight, but I'm going to say it again, goddamn mind blown.
You're not.
This is the weekend for you.
You're not religious, are you, John?
Nah.
Just chucking it around willy-nilly.
And Ed Zuccolo, welcome, Ed.
Hey, thanks, man.
You are performing at Tūrama along with a couple of other fantastic local artists and musical performers.
Indeed.
What brief did you get? What was the brief?
I got, I think I'm playing like 5 till 6 p.m. on the Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that though. Might that's be a, 6 till 7, but I think it's 5
sunset,
till 6.
Sunset, sort of a sunset, sort of witching hour time.
Kind of, yep, kicking off the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, as the dark happens.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm going to play some lushy piano-y stuff. Yeah, yeah, which Please should do. Be fun.
Are you on the Light Festival circuit at the moment?
Mate, tell you what.
I didn't know about this, by the way. I did not know about this light festival circuit, but it's a total thing.
Well,
I feel like I had numbskull. I haven't been to a light festival. What can I expect?
I mean, I wanted to do light festivals for years, like, and then stoked to do Luma in Queenstown, which is their light festival. I don't know when that was. Recently, though, there was snow, so it's not that far ago.
Nice. That's a nice touch, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, cheers.
A bit of snow.
On the mountains, though.
John could have done a bit of snow last week. No snow for John last week. But back to your story.
Sorry, Ed, so. John. No, it's all good.
It's worth saying sorry to John, actually.
Sorry, John.
That's off topic.
Apologies, but, John.
back to light festivals.
Amazing.
And playing synth. So what's your setup for Tūrama on the weekend?
Well, actually, I thought it was going to be a lot more. Yeah, so it changed a bit because I'm going on tour soon and they took all my things to go on tour. So I'm going to be making the most of whatever is given to me. So I've got just a keyboard and I'm going to see what I can do with that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Much like today's situation.
Should we jump into it and have a bit of a taster of what is going to be on offer at the festival?
So just disclosure, I've handed Ed a keyboard that I fixed with a remote at my home by opening up and whacking it around, and it's kind of come good. Ed's had like a 15-20 minute muck around with it and he's found like a sweet spot. It's been a lot of head down. You've definitely been enjoying yourself over there.
Oh, so. Yeah, man. I'll tell you what I got in front of me. It says Yamaha on it, and it also says CP, and it also says a bunch of other stuff, but we don't worry about that stuff. It's got like I counted the notes and I can't remember how many it's got.
They're tiny little keys.
Really tiny for tiny little fingers. So it's really easy to press two at once. Is that actually going through?
Yeah, I thought I'd chuck you in early.
It is going in? Yes, sweet. Yeah. There it is. Yeah, cool. So it's got a few sounds on it, and it's got reverb on it. If you don't know what reverb sounds like, that doesn't have reverb on it. And then if I turn it up, it goes like this.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like I'm in outer space.
And then we're in outer space, and then we're in a hall, maybe, and then we're back in a plastic container and
a crummy beer next to you.
where I'm used to being, of course, and then it's also got this thing called delay, and that's without it, and this is that's with it, and you can also change the time on it to make it go all weird. Oh yeah, who doesn't want that? I'm not sure. No one I know doesn't want that. And if you hold the thing whilst doing that, it kind of does a thing and it sounds even stranger. Cool, there's that one, and we got some other sounds too. So this one, because of the brokenness, three of the sounds are exactly the same.
it's held together by like that aluminium tape, which I should actually shout out my granddad for. He had a Datsun that was pretty much all held together by that tape.
Yeah. So that's one sound. I don't know what it's called, but it's some sort of electric piano. Then it's got clavinet.
I think the first sound is the actual sound of, because it's a reface Yamaha, so it's like it's a reissue of like a larger legendary keyboard that nobody can afford ever.
Oh,
and
man.
So I think the first few sounds is actually the actual Yamaha that came with that sound, and the others are just like, oh, what about the, wouldn't you mind a little Rhodes, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
What about a toy?
Yeah,
a toy's pretty good.
The toy works. That's cute.
And then if we go,
that's
really low.
That's Christmas as fuck.
Oh, with them delay and reverb. Yeah, there we go. Some sort of strange space movie. Who doesn't want that? Don't know. Yeah, cool. There we go. So let's see what...
see what sort of magic you can work see, on see this we, tiny can, little piano.
We'll drift out. Should we just slowly fade out?
Edzu Kolo performing Thursday and Friday night at Tūrama Festival in Albert Park.
I'm fading you out, John.
I'm going to put some reverb on that. I'm going to put some reverb on that. Maybe some delay. Because, you know, just a bit. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Thank you.
And you're back in the room.
Oh, and we're back.
It's a colo. We just got a text in and someone has said, I'm crying. It's
that was
so beautiful.
That was a pocket text from me.
And then I almost started crying at reading that text. I was like, oh, you're goddamn right. It's so beautiful.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So you're performing to Thursday night and Friday night at Tūrama, which is in Albert Park. So you're sort of playing
imagine that
some
with like
ambient
light situations going on, I guess, is what we've got to do here.
There we go.
Could I potentially go to this festival in glasses just to be rad as hell because it's a little bit too bright for me sort of thing? Is that a possibility?
You're not in the Blues Brothers, mate.
Wow, one day.
Wow, that was amazing. That was amazing, Ed. That was so beautiful.
Hey, cheers, mate. Thanks.
So people can wander around the park, check it out, and just have a bloody good old time there.
Ka pai.
And you're just saying that you're off to Europe to hang out with the Black Seats.
Yeah, going to do a filling in on keys for them. So we're going to do the first gig in Bali on Sunday and then head over to Germany first. And it's 16 gigs in 3 weeks. And yep, we're going to finish the gigs, get on the bus, next place, and it's going to be, yeah, should be fun.
And a bit of a stopover, layover in Ibiza.
Oh, well, yeah, after that, got some great opportunities to explore over there. Just in the process of getting a new manager for my project Zook, which at the moment is bass music and jungle and that kind of stuff, dance floor stuff. And he lives in Ibiza, so going to go and visit him. And he's got some festivals for us to go to and to introduce me to people and whatnot. And that's pretty exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Rad, man. Rad. Hey, thanks so much for coming
up. Now, Ed, you've supplied a song for us to play. I also just want to say that Ed has come in here and played that little number, basically kind of an improv piece on a supplied...
He took time
like,
to make friends with the piano,
it's not your usual setup. It's a tiny little weird piano that Big Hungry has got.
Mm-hmm, that's it, man. It's good fun to play this, actually. It's bizarre too because it looks like a toy and it sounds great.
that beautiful piano piece. So we can only expect amazing things at Tūrama this coming weekend.
I think Yokozuna as well, so it's going to get full noise.
Lots
so
cool
a little bit
stuff.
Of lush, a little bit of grunt. It's
amazing.
It's a good match.
That is.
What can you tell us about this track underneath us that we're going to go out on?
So this track is I made for Luma. Down in Queenstown, light festival down there, and it was part of a three-part. It was like three tunes. Oh, there's a big boom about to happen.
Yeah, I can see that.
Boom.
That's what I like about SoundCloud. You can see the waveform.
You can see the waveform. Great. So it was a collaboration between Dance Plant Collective, who are a group of dancers, and there was like five of them, and Nocturnal, who did the visuals. Yeah. Mm. So the five big screens in the forest, about 6 meters high or something, and arranged in a sort of a semicircle vibe, with a stage in front of each, and they choreographed and built choreographed and built visuals for the music that they made, and it was so
killer
epic to see.
As a musician, that's quite a treat.
Yeah, and it was outside in the trees, and it was so beautiful, man.
Sick.
And this was the middle part where I created this sort of alien forest and plasma blasts.
Perfect.
And sort of,
I think like that description is probably on par.
What's
with the
gonna
vibe
be happening
you're catch
this weekend.
Yeah, it's just sort of just roll up with your full family, 2.4 kids and a dog.
100% free. It's free. Free to attend. This is the finest that Auckland City has on offer. Music and art and lights. Maybe head on into the heart of the city and have a bloody good time.
Maybe have a cup of dots before you roll in. Might be quite nice.
And
that'd be nice.
Hey, a big thanks to everyone that's involved with this project and you can wander around the park with a Corona in hand, no worries.
Fucking hell. Thanks, Ed.
Cool. Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you.
Izu Kolo performing at Tūrama Festival this weekend from Thursday to Friday. He's performing. There's lots more going on. Art installations and more in Albert Park. It's all free. Get amongst and enjoy it. Free.
Cheers.
Free.